You'd be turning to Proverbs chapter number 12. Brother Carl, can you just imagine just 12 months ago today where you were? He was homeless, a drug addict, didn't really have anywhere to turn. I'm glad you turned in here, Doc. Amen. What a blessing, boy. Went from homeless to a job and getting saved and place to live and a vehicle to drive, and now the Lord's going to give you a wife. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Proverbs chapter number 12. I'm going to read a couple of verses of Scripture this morning and just share with you a thought the Lord laid on my heart and during a skit Friday night at the youth meeting. Proverbs chapter number 12. Won't you look at verse number 17? The Bible said, are y'all there? Say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said, he that speaketh truth. I want you to underline that word if you write in your Bible. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. Verse 18 says, there is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is help. He said, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. The theme for their youth rally was run with it. And they had a whole Olympic theme. They had the Olympic rings, and they had one of those big torches set up in the baptistry, about burnt the church down. But anyway, that's beside the point. That thing got out of hand, amen. But the whole youth rally, their theme was run with it, and it had an Olympic theme. And on the platform, they had a running track made up. And in their skit, they was going to run a race. And they used Hebrews chapter number 12 about laying aside the weight and the sin that doth so easily beset you, and run with patience the race that is set before us. And that was kind of their theme verse. And during this skit, Brother Tony, Shirley, and Levi, and myself, we were all sitting there together. And during the skit, they had three guys that were running. Each one represented a different country. They had a little guy that was an American. They had a boy in the middle. He was from Australia, supposedly. And the guy on the end was a big old dude, man. You don't ever see a big guy running in like a marathon, but this dude was big, and he was a Russian. And the whole time they're getting ready to race, they're mouthing off at one another. And the Russian, he's kind of playing off of the theme on the Rocky movie. You remember when Rocky went to Russia? Oh, come on, you bunch. You know you watched it. Hey, man, if you don't like Rocky, man, something's wrong with you. Amen. He went to Russia, and the Russia, when they went out to bump gloves and all that good stuff, oh, the old Russian looked at Rocky and said, I must break you. Y'all remember that? And that's what the Russian said. He looked over at the little American boy that was way, way yonder, smaller than him. He said, I must break you. And me and Tony got to laughing. We was talking about how they is talking trash. They is talking trash. And I got to think about that thought, talking trash, stuck in my head. And I'm going to preach to you this morning. This title of my sermon, Talking Trash. Talking Trash. It has got to the place today to where I can't even hardly stand to watch college football or basketball because of all the trash talk and all the smack talk that's going on. They're all trying to beat one another down. And what they're actually doing, what trash talk is they're trying to get inside the opponent's head. Amen. They're trying to strike fear. They're trying to distract or strike doubt in the heart of the opponent. I remember when I was a kid, the first year I played baseball. Now, we didn't have T-ball. We played real baseball where somebody actually pitched you the ball. Amen. Monkeys can knock a ball off a stick. Amen. Amen. I'm not against T-ball. Anyway, my mind sure is going crazy this morning. I was thinking about my grandson, Jonah. He was playing T-ball last year, and he made it to second base, and the next guy hit the ball, and he ran home. Went right around the pitcher, amen, went home. But the first year I played ball, and Brother J.P. Denton was our coach, and I forgot what position I played that first year, but make a long story short, I was at my first at-bat in a real game. We had just got our uniforms the day before. We had just got the bill on our hats bent just right. Somebody say amen right there. Let me say that again. It just felt good. We had the bill on our hats bent just right. Some of these little thug punks around here, I get my hands on your hat, I'm bending your bill. Hey man, these boys run around with a big old flat bill on their head. Look like a truck hood or something. Amen. Bend that bill, man. Act like you from Georgia. Amen. I grabbed one boy's hat one day and I bent that bill. He said, I gave $40 for that hat. I said, I knew you was an idiot when I saw it. We had just got our uniforms, had our bills bent just right on our hat. I mean, boy, we is proud, son. New Georgia. Somebody said, I played college for Tennessee. I played ball for New Georgia, man. Amen. But I'm already nervous, and I had heard about this guy who played for Ridge Road, and that's who we're playing. His name was Eddie Elrod. Help me right there, Brother Stacy. His name was Eddie Elrod, and they talked about what a good pitcher. We ain't but 7 or 8 years old. How fast can this dude be? They was talking about, boy, how many people he struck out and all that stuff. And this was my first at-bat. I'm already nervous. And I get up to the plate, you know, and boy, I'm getting ready, and I look out there. That's it. That's the Eddie Elrod. He's famous in these parts. He's from Possum Holler on Ridge Road. That is bad to the bone, Eddie Elrod right there. And about the time Eddie's getting ready to pitch, and that catcher behind me starts talking to me. Now, we done been in practice for weeks, and Roger Bush during practice was our catcher, and he didn't ever say nothing. But this guy on that other team, I got up there to bat, and he said, hey. I said, huh? He said, last game we played, he hit a guy right in the face. Took 175 stitches to sew him up. I heard he was bad, but I didn't know he could bust your face open with a baseball. And boy, all my pride and my perfect bent bill, I forgot all about that. And I was kind of backing up in that batter's box. And that old boy said, I'm serious, you better watch him, he's dangerous. Coach started not even letting him pitch. He's so wild, he's going to take your head off, man. I'm telling you, he's going to take your head off. He wound up for that first pitch. You know what I did? I closed my eyes, and I heard it go, spat. I felt to make sure my head wasn't busted open and I need 175 stitches. What that catcher had done was talk some trash to me and got inside my head. Now, stay with me right here. I'm going somewhere. What he done was cause me to take my focus off of what is in front of me and put my focus on what's behind me. Somebody help me right there. Let me just tell you, the devil is a professional at trash talk. Amen. Brother Carl, you got up and shouted to victory this morning that a year ago today the Lord saved you. But the devil will crawl up on your shoulder and he'll say, remember what you used to be. And boy, he'll remind you of how sorry and how worthless you was before you got saved. And he'll trash talk you and trash talk you and trash talk. All he's trying to do is get your mind on what's back yonder instead of what's out yonder. Somebody been listening to trash talk this morning. And we find it all through the Bible. The very first time the devil shows up, he's trash talking. You know what we had to learn? We had to learn to tune out the catcher. We had to learn to tune out the entire opposing team. You'd get up to bat and everybody's going, ah, y'all remember that? Ah, batter, 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 batter. They're trying to distract you. And you got to tune all that out and focus on what your job is, and that's hit that ball. Amen. One catcher would get behind you, and he'd tell mama jokes. I remember the first time I heard a guy behind me, he said, hey, man, your mama's so fat, when she wears a red dress, all the kids holler, hey, Kool-Aid. I said, no, she ain't. She's right up there. She's skinny as I am. He said, man, your mama's got so much hair under her arm, look like she got buckwheat in a headlock. What they're doing, they're talking smack to try to get your mind off of what you're supposed to be doing. But isn't that just like the devil this morning? Isn't that just like him? We find him way back over there in Genesis chapter number 3. The first time we see the devil in the Bible, you know what he's doing? Talking smack. The very first time a sucker ever shows up, he's talking trash. You know how to know when the devil's lying? When his mouth is open. The Lord Jesus said he was a liar and the father of it. Some of you in here are so beat down and so discouraged and so depressed and about ready to throw in the towel and give up because that snake's been crawling up on your pillow at night telling you all this and giving you what for and telling you how nobody at the church loves you and man, you don't even deserve to be saved and on and on and on and on. And if you listen to him long enough, he'll get your mind off of what's in front of you. And how he'll have you living back yonder what's behind you. Amen. Same thing with the children of Israel. God led them out of bondage. And they got out there and you know what their minds did? That's what the devil does. He messes with your head. Did I mention that? That's what trash talk is. It's to get in your head. He'll get in your head. He got in the entire nation of Israel's head and said, man, y'all had it better back yonder in Egypt. Y'all had it better back yonder. Remember them leeks and them garlics and all that good stuff you had back there? You had it better back yonder. Yeah. If you ain't careful, you'll get saved. And boy, trouble will come like it did with old Brother Charlie. Brother Charlie got saved and his life went to hell in a handbag. Amen. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the devil said, you had it better off before you got saved. You had it better off. Hey, you know what he'll do? He'll get in your head. And he'll get you to thinking it was better back yonder. I'm here to tell you, it ain't never better back yonder. It's always better up here with the Lord Jesus Christ. It's always better to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling. Listen, there is nothing to go back to. The devil is a champion at trash talk. Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 4. The Bible said, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Now what's happened? Eve is looking at the tree with the forbidden fruit. And she's looking at that thing, and the devil says, why don't you have some of that? And she said, God said we can't eat it. If we eat it, we'll die. And the devil said, you ain't going to die. What's he doing? He shows up, the serpent shows up, and starts talking trash of deception. He starts talking trash of deception. Ye shall not surely die. Look at verse number 5. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open. Oh, he's making the forbidden thing look good and profitable. Watch what he said. Your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. What the devil is saying, no. That's not what God meant. That's not what God meant. You're going to profit if you eat this. And that's what the devil does when he deceives you in the world. That's like telling a teenager, hey, you'll be cool and you'll fit in with the crowd if you'll smoke that crack. If you'll smoke that crack, that'll make you cool. No, it'll make you dead. Amen. Y'all listening to me? I remember the first time I smoked a cigarette. I was trying to impress a girl. We was at Kiker's Trailer Park. Right up the street from Brother Stacy, me and Roger and a bunch of, and there's a girl, she is older than us, and she had a pack of Marlboro Reds, cowboys. She got her out a cigarette, and she said, you want one? I said, I don't smoke. Roger said, I do. I said, you lying, man, you don't smoke. He said, I do now, man. I said, trying to impress this girl. We was trying to be cool. Next thing I know, we're both vomiting. Amen. The devil will deceive you. The very first thing he does, and when he shows up on the scene in the Bible, and this is elementary to some of you guys, but everybody don't know. The very first thing he does is deceive Eve concerning the Word of God. Amen. Now listen, don't get mad at us around here because we make a big deal about this old King James Bible. Don't get mad at us. We just believe it. We're not mad at you because you don't. Are y'all listening? We're not mad about it. But we believe this book. You got to watch those preachers that slither up in the pulpit and tell you a better translation would be. We okay this morning? That's deception. Don't die on me now. Mr. Osteen gets on national television with Larry King. They ask him several questions. Is Jesus the only way to heaven? Well, I don't know. Really? Those Muslims that flew the planes into the Twin Towers, did they go to heaven? Well, I don't know. Well, y'all just got so quiet. Oh, how dare you say something about America's pastor? I'm American and he ain't mine. Amen. I'm not trying to get any popularity votes this morning. I'm just telling you, we're not going to do anything to try and deceive you concerning the Word of God. If somebody asks me, how do I know I'm going to heaven when I die? I'm just going to the book and say, you must be born again. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by Him, He said. Are you listening to me this morning? Don't be deceived when it comes to the Word of God. Somebody said, well, I just don't like that old archaic and the these and the thous. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You're lying. I don't want a Bible that reads like USA Today. I want a Bible that sounds like a Bible. I like thou shalt not steal. Man, that grabs my attention. If it said, don't you steal nothing, I guess that's the redneck version. Don't be stealing stuff that ain't yours. Amen? But boy, thou shalt not. That doesn't that carry a little more weight? Shout. Shout not. Man, I better not do that. I mean, that's something powerful about that book right there. The Bible says about itself that it's powerful, it's sharper and powerful than any two-edged sword. I'm telling you, brother, the devil will come along and deceive you concerning the Word of God. He'll take principles of the Word of God and twist them around. He shows up in the beginning of the Old Testament talking trash about God's Word. He shows up in the beginning pages of the New Testament talking trash about God's Word. He shows up with Eve in Genesis. He shows up with Jesus Christ Himself in Matthew. Amen. You know what He does to Jesus? Now you got to think about this for a second. Who is Jesus? According to John chapter number 4, He's this. He is the Word. He's the author of this book. Am I right about it? So the devil shows up after he's fasted 40 days and is hungry, and he said, hey, if you're really the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. You know what Jesus does? Right back with the Word of God. It is written that thou shalt not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. If you're really the Son of God, jump off this temple and again and again the Lord came back with Scripture. The devil is a master of deception when it comes to trash talk. Don't worry about what that preacher says. There ain't nothing wrong with this. There ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I've heard all my ministry, 20 years of preaching this book right here? I've heard this statement over and over. Well, I don't see anything wrong with this. Or I don't see anything. That's our problem. We don't see. The devil's trash talked us and lied to us. Somebody told me the other day, well, I just don't think there's anything wrong with having rock music at church.
Come on, preacher.
That's what they call an oxymoron where I grew up. Amen? That's like Christian pot.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
Put a fish on it. It'll be all right. Yeah. Draw one of them little fish. That'll make it good. Is that right? Maybe it would make some of y'all smile a little bit. We okay? Everything ain't all right. But we're living in a world where everything is all right. And I'm here to tell you, sin is still sin. Let me say it again, sin is still sin. And when you commit it, you know it. But the devil will come along and start that snake talk with you and say, it's not that bad. You're not hurting anybody. We okay? That trash talk of deception. He'll crawl up on your shoulder and convince you that you're okay. There may be somebody here this morning that's lost. Brother William called me earlier in the week. We was on visitation Tuesday night. And he said, man, I got to get this thing settled about my soul. Probably sometime during the week, the devil crawled up on his shoulder and said, you okay?
Yeah.
You all right? Don't go to that altar. He told me, he said, I'm coming to that altar, didn't you? He said, I'm coming to that altar Sunday morning. I got to get this thing settled. That old devil will jump right in there and said, oh, you're okay.
Yeah, come on.
You've been pretty good. You'll go to heaven when you die.
Yeah.
He'll talk you right out of it.
That's right.
How many of you would readily admit the devil was there when you got saved?
Amen.
Amen. What do you think it is makes you raise your hand in a service and say, I'm not sure if I died today, heaven would be my home, and then walk out the door just like you came in?
Yeah.
It's that deceiving devil. And I don't mind calling him by name.
Yeah.
He's not the boogeyman.
Right.
He's not running around with horns and a pitchfork. He's pretty sharp.
Amen.
The Bible said in Genesis about the serpent, he was more subtle than any beast of the field.
He was
slick.
Yeah.
He was good at talking trash, and he will deceive you.
Amen.
Amen. I've already got somebody mad this morning just over this Bible issue. I'm sorry, I believe it.
Amen.
Amen. I believe it. Every single word of it.
Amen.
These words and some of them newer versions, if I had your wife stand up in this building, sir, you'd be mad if she read out loud what it said in that Bible. Vulgar. Amen. You'd whip your kids if they said it.
Amen.
Y'all okay? You know what I like? I like to see them old. They don't even hardly do it no more. But on the old Bibles, they always had the title.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy a book, it has a title on the front. Remember what the title of that Bible was? Holy Bible.
Yeah.
I like that. Well, it'd be hard to write holy on something that's full of cuss words, wouldn't it?
Amen, preacher.
It'd be hard to write holy on something that's full of lies.
Yeah. It'd
be hard to write holy on something that took a holy Jesus out of it.
Amen, preacher.
Okay. The devil is a master at deception. He's got some of you deceived right now. He's had couples walk in this building convinced that their marriage was over. Convinced their marriage was over. He had told them it's beyond hope. Over and over and over, it's happened here, hadn't it, Brother Freddie? They've come in, not even living in the same house. They've been listening to the trash talk of the devil. And they're talking to lawyers. They're dividing up property. And they walk in here, and for the first time, they hear some truth talk.
Amen.
And they found out where yesterday there was no help. Now there's hope.
Amen.
Amen. The devil is a master at trash talk. In the Garden of Eden, it was the serpent with the trash talk of deception. In 1 Samuel chapter number 17, you don't have to turn there, but you know the story, most of you do, about David and Goliath, the little shepherd boy and the mighty giant. If you know the story in 1 Samuel chapter number 17, if you don't, you ought to read it sometime. It's pretty cool. But we've got this guy who's about 10 foot tall. He's a giant.
Amen.
I mean, he is a giant. Big guy. He's standing down in the valley, and he is taunting or trash talking, if you will, the entire army of the nation of Israel. One guy, 10 foot tall. One. Now look, Brother Jason Crow is a big dude, but he's not a giant. But he's a big guy. Now, if Jason were to walk down here and start taunting me back and forth, well, from this position, I could kick him in the face. But if he walked down here and said, I'm fixed to kill you, come on down here, I'd say, nah. Nah, I got somewhere to be. I can't do it today, maybe tomorrow, amen. Meet me here at 5:00. If I ain't here, start without me, amen. Brother Jason, come down here taunting me. Brother, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a fool. I weigh 160 pounds soaking wet. He weighs da 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 da. He gets on the scale and it goes, what? Anyway. I ain't fooling with Jason Crow. But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Common sense. I get Stacy Bullock up here beside me with that little Glock on his side. I get Brother Terry up here, who's about the size of Brother Jason. Then I call somebody and say, go out yonder and get Clint Massey and get him up here. My little rooster chest is going to poke out. Bring your 475 pounds on up in here, Jack. You might whoop me, but you ain't whooping all us. That's common sense, right? That is common sense. You have got a nation that has won battle after battle after battle after battle, looking down in this valley at this one giant who is defying the armies of Israel. And they're afraid. In the garden, it was the serpent with trash talk of deception. In the valley, it was the giant with the trash talk of discouragement. Little David comes along to bring his brothers lunch and says, what's going on? Man, you didn't see that guy? You didn't see that guy down there? Man, his spear is like a weaver's beam. Man, that dude is huge. Yeah, but he's standing there cussing God.
Amen.
He's down there taking the Lord's name in vain. Amen. Is there not a cause?
Yeah.
Why y'all stand up here with your knees knocking? We can't beat that guy.
Amen.
You know what? I believe with all my heart. They believe that with all their heart.
Yeah.
The devil had convinced them that they could not win because that one giant was so much bigger than any one of them. I don't know how many was in the army of Israel, but I wonder if they could do like them gymnasts do and stand on one another's shoulders, how tall they'd have been.
Yeah.
They'd have probably been about a mile high or better. Wouldn't you agree?
Amen.
I mean, they'd have been way up in yonder. Y'all all right?
Yes, sir.
But because of trash talk, they were convinced that they were already defeated and they haven't even went to battle. The fight hadn't even started. It's just a bunch of yeah is all it is. All that dude's done is run his mouth. You know what I found out in school? The one that runs their mouth the most, that's the last one that's going to hit you.
Amen.
We went to school with a guy named Colin Godfrey. That's Brother Greg out here in junior church. That's his big brother. Colin's my age. Colin wouldn't talk no trash. I mean, boy, they'd be standing there. We was having annual day at Paulding County High School one year. And this old boy come up running his mouth. Me and Donnie Denton was standing there, and we was kind of watching it. We was kind of agging it on, to be honest with you. And anyway, that boy kept running his mouth. Colin ain't said nothing. And all of a sudden, old Colin just started looking at the ground. Tony said, uh-oh. Colin dropped his head. He's fitting to drop you. We called him Fireplug. About that time, Colin dropped his head and come up with an uppercut from the ground. Caught that boy right in the chin. He didn't sign no more annuals that day. Boom, boom, and out goes the lights. Amen. That one that's running their mouth usually going to do the least.
Amen.
It's that quiet one you better watch out for.
Amen.
It's that gentle giant that you better be careful. That's one that hurts you, friend. Amen. That giant's down there walking back and forth. Send me a man. Send me somebody out here to fight with me. I mean, on and on and on and on and on and on. And he had convinced an entire nation. If we're not careful, we can have one evil spirit come in this place and discourage an entire church that's washed in the blood on our way to heaven. Are you listening to me? Our victory has already been won, and the devil will tell us you can't do this and you can't do that. It's too big out there and you're too small. Hey, I don't know about you, but the last time I checked, I serve a mighty big God, and he's bigger than any government. He's bigger than any law, and he's bigger than any devil. That old devil come remind me of my past. I just remind him of his future.
Amen.
You going to hell, buddy.
Yeah.
I read the back of the book. We win. Somebody listening to trash talk of deception this morning. Somebody's listening to trash talk of discouragement this morning. I remember one time we was hauling hay. I was a little old bitty fella. My job when I was little, I loved it when I was little. I got to drive the tractor because I wasn't big enough. Brother Greg knows what I'm talking about. I got to drive the tractor. I loved hauling hay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what all them other guys were complaining about.
Yeah.
I like driving this old 8-in Ford tractor, man. That's pretty cool. Them boys back there sweating. One day Papa said, "You gonna haul some hay?" We got to the barn. We had some hay delivered. And they brought one of them things that a conveyor belt with spikes on it, put that hay in the top of the barn in the loft. Yeah. Papa got ready to go in the house and get a glass of tea. I said, "Papa, there's one more bale of hay." He said, "You got that one." He didn't say nothing else. He just walked in the house. He said, "You get that hay up there." He said, "Come on in. We'll get us a glass of tea." He walked off and left me standing there with that 80-pound bale of hay. I weighed 40. He said, "Come on in when you get done." I said, "Papa, I can't do that." I just went on talking about that bale of hay. I couldn't pick it up. And boy, he turned on me and stuck his finger in my face. He said, "Don't you ever let me hear you say that again." I thought I'd slipped out a cuss word. I said, "Papa, what did I say?" He said, "You just said I can't." He said, "Boy, can't never did nothing."
That's right.
Anybody ever hear? That's just old country wisdom right there. He said, "Can't never did nothing, son. Now you get that bale of hay in the loft of the barn. Come on in, we'll have some tea." I went over there and grabbed them hay strings. I couldn't get it off the ground. Man, if I don't get this hay in the barn, I'm going to displease my papa. And he was my Superman. He was my hero. I'd rather die than disappoint him. I sat down on that bale of hay. Little did I know the whole time he's sitting on the porch watching me. And I'm thinking, man, this thing weighs 80 pounds. I weigh 40. A light comes on my little head. I bet one end of it just weighs 40. So I figured out I could pick up one end of that bale of hay, stand it up, and turn it over. And I walked that bale of hay just like it over and over and over and over till it got to that conveyor belt. I pushed that thing up on that conveyor belt, and yonder it went. Boy, I stood there and looked at that. I'm a hay hauling machine. Bring all that hay up here. I put every bit up in the barn by myself. You see, my little mind had convinced me I can't. But my grandfather, who loved me, knew that somehow I could if I just try. Get up out of your discouragement this morning and realize the book of Philippians is still true, and you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You can make your marriage work. You can raise your children right. You can love your wife like you ought to. You can love your husband like you ought to. Are you listening to me? Quit listening to the trash talk of old smutty face. Amen. Peter tried to trash talk the Lord one day. You know what the Lord said to him? "Get thee behind me, Satan. The devil's desire to sift you as wheat." Remember what trash talk does? It gets you looking back yonder and not out yonder. You listening? We read in Ephesians chapter number 5, I've got to hurry, about that armor. Put on the whole armor of God. Talks about the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, your loins girt about with truth, your feet shod with preparation of the gospel of peace. Talks about all that, the shield of faith. Talks about all that armor. Doesn't mention one thing about your back. That whole front is covered. You know what that tells me? We must supposed to be going that way. Papa said one time, "Boy, remember, if they're kicking your tail, you must still be in the front." Yeah. Amen. I'm glad the song says "Onward, Christian soldier." Marching. It doesn't say "Backward, Christian soldier." It says "Onward, Christian soldier." Ain't no doubt this morning somebody's listening to the snake talk and the trash talk of deception and the trash talk of discouragement. I'm telling you, you don't have to leave discouraged. You can leave with hope this morning. In Judges chapter number 16, we find Delilah, a lady by the name of Delilah. And she's talking the trash talk of destruction.
Yeah. Amen.
In the garden, we've got the trash talk of deception. In the valley with Goliath, we've got the trash talk of discouragement. But boy, with this man Samson, who had the power of God resting on his life, he laid his head down in a woman's lap, and he thought she was his lover. She was his enemy. Over and over in the book of Judges, chapter number 16, you know what it says? And Delilah said. And Delilah said, she would ask him, where's your power? Where does your power lie? You know, he's never supposed to cut the locks of his hair. Right. Somebody said, Samson had long hair. No, he didn't. He had the locks that grew down. Right. And Jews still have them. Right. What do they call them? They call them something. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Wasn't supposed to cut that. Wasn't supposed to be no razor on his head. Right. He'd tell her something crazy. She's trying to defeat him. She's trying to destroy him. One day, why his head? He wasn't supposed to hooked up her to begin with.
That's right, preacher. Amen.
Maybe we ought to preach right there. That might be another sermon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. There's some people, boy, just because there's a physical attraction, it might be a fatal attraction.
Amen.
Amen. God's got somebody for you.
Amen.
Won't you wait on him? Yeah.
Amen.
Samson puts his head in the lap of his lover. While he's snoozing, she cuts his hair. He wakes up and all his power's gone. This mighty man who'd beat an army with the jawbone of a donkey. This mighty man who tied the foxes' tails together, set the fields on fire. Are you listening? This mighty, mighty, mighty man is reduced to nothing because he listened to trash talk. All over this country, all over this nation, I get sick of hearing it. Mighty, mighty men, and I'm talking about mighty men of God, have fallen to trash talk. They've laid their head in the lap, are you listening? Of the devil. You know what they need? They need the eyes poked out. That's what Samson got. Amen. I heard about one guy that committed adultery and left his wife and children. You know what he did? Blamed it on his wife. I thought, you idiot.
Amen.
Tell that to your kids. See if they'll buy it.
Yeah. Amen.
It's trash talk of destruction.
Amen.
The Bible said the devil walketh about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Don't nobody get mad at me. If you've been through divorce, we love you and you know we do. And you know I'm right.
Amen.
Amen. If you've been divorced, man, you're more than welcome here. We ain't down on them like some churches are. God still uses you. God still has a place for you. I'm not bashing you because you have been. I'm trying to prevent another one. Somebody is listening to some trash talk of destruction. The devil will crawl up in your lap and say, that won't hurt you. I put a kid, a child, 15 years old, in my truck one day and drove him to Smyrna, Georgia, to a rehab. 15 years old. One of the best little boys I ever knew. Good boy. Hooked on crack cocaine. You know what he told me? Brother Eddie, I was only going to do it once.
Yeah.
I made up my mind when I did it. I was only going to do it one time. Do you know that's all it takes? That's all it takes. Sin get a hold of you one time. And it can destroy your life. If you don't believe it, go with Brother Robbie on a Friday night to the rescue mission. Go with Brother Warren on Thursday night as he goes to the county jails and preaches. You know what it is? People who have listened to trash talk of the devil and their lives have been utterly destroyed. You know I'm right this morning. There's trash talk of deception, trash talk of discouragement. There's trash talk of destruction. In 2 Samuel chapter number 13, there's trash talk of defilement. There's a boy in the Bible, his name is Amnon. And the Bible said in 2 Samuel, what did I say, 13, I believe it is? 2 Samuel chapter 13. The Bible says Amnon had a friend. Yeah. Amnon is attracted to his half-sister. Amen. His sister comes walking through the kitchen one day, and basically he says, "Woo, yeah. Tamar's looking good." Well, his friend heard that and said, "Well, why don't you get with her?" "Man, I can't do that. That's my sister." "Oh, yeah, you can." Man, he devised the whole plan. Go tend like you're sick and tell him you want her to fix you something to eat and bring it to your chamber and all that. Yeah. He raped his own sister.
Right.
Now, how sick is that, man?
Yeah.
He defiled his own sister and himself because he listened to the trash talk of defilement. I guarantee you the devil's sitting on somebody's shoulder this morning. Messing with your head and messing with your mind. Just like that snake in the garden, he's deceiving you. Just like that giant in the valley, he's discouraging you. Just like that friend of Amnon, he wants to defile you. And just like Delilah with that mighty, powerful man, Samson, he wants to destroy you. Now listen, there's two kinds of talk. We read them in Proverbs. There's trash talk and there's truth talk. Jesus said, "My word is truth." Jesus gives words of life where the devil gives words of death. Jesus gives words of hope where the devil gives words of hopelessness. Are you listening? Jesus said, "I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly."
Amen.
"Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." We can go on and on and on and on and on. 1 Corinthians 15:58. "But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory."
Amen.
Man, we've got promise after promise after promise after promise. And you know what they are? They're words of truth. The next time the devil crawls up on your pillow or up on your shoulder during the invitation and starts his trash talk, yang, 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 I say, "Yeah, but wait a minute, the Lord said."
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen.
Now, Jesus is the creator of the universe. He's the Son of God in the flesh. How does he deal with the devil? It is written. It is written. It is written. He done kicked him out of heaven one time. He knows he can whoop him.
Amen.
Are you listening? Well, what's he do? He hits him three times with the Bible.
Yeah.
You know what the Bible says after that? "Then the devil leaveth him alone."
Amen.
How many of you'd like the devil just to leave you alone?
Yeah.
You'd just like him to leave you alone.
Amen.
I come in last night, man, I was wore out, man. We had church yesterday morning, Livonia, drove home all day, had to get ready and go to Granny Faye's birthday party. I got home, laid down on the couch, and my bird dog about drove me crazy. And I was just like, "Leave me alone." She don't understand that. She stands there at the couch with her face this far from yours going, I'm like, "Shut up. Just go away." Sometimes I'd like to look at the devil and say, "Just shut up.
Amen.
Just go away. I'm tired. Leave me alone."
Amen.
But you know what? My words mean nothing to him.
Not
one thing. The authority in our house speaks up. "Trigger, sit down in your chair." She don't pay no attention. Angie, tell her, "Get over here." She get over here and do what she said. I do too, by the way. Amen. Man, the devil's the same way. I have no authority over him. But this book right here.
Amen.
He can destroy your marriage if you let him. He can discourage you if you let him. He can deceive you if you let him.
Yes,
but if you'll get hold of this old book right here and say, "Wait a minute, whoa, 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 time out. I hear you, smutty face, but what about this?
Amen.
What about resist the devil and he'll flee from you?
Amen.
I think that's your exit."
Yeah. Amen.
Did it say something about with the temptation he'll also make a way of escape?
Yes.
That's my
yes,
exit.
Sir.
I hear you. You're telling me how weak I am, but wait a minute. God hath not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
Amen.
Oh, we got an answer for every one of them.
Yes, sir.
Just like Jesus did on the mountain. Amen. Everything the devil threw at him, that Jesus said, Isaiah chapter such and such and verse so and so. He quoting them scripture.
Amen.
The devil said, okay. You got me.
Amen.
You got me.
Amen.
What this world wants to do is tell you its way. What today's preachers want to do is tell you their way.
Yeah, come on.
Man, I ain't got the answers. But I'm holding a book that does.
Amen.
I can't beat the devil off of you, but I got a book that can.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning. Are you listening to trash talk or truth talk?
That's good.
Are you listening to trash talk or truth talk? Every time you watch a ball game from here on out, you're going to think about this message. Every time one of them football players tackles somebody and they stand over them, I'm going to kick one of them right in the head, man. Bunch of punks. That's what the devil is, man. He's rubbing your face in something this morning. He's got you deceived. He's got you discouraged. His desire is to defile you and destroy you. Some of you ought to pick up your head this morning and say, wait a minute. You just shut your mouth for a minute. I got a God this morning.
Amen.
Get you a verse. You need somebody to pray with you. This altar's open. Before they sing this morning, could we just bow our heads? Nobody looking around. I wonder if there's somebody here this morning. Be honest. I don't care if you've been saved 50 years. But here lately, the devil's been talking louder than the Lord. And you've been listening to trash talk. The devil's got you discouraged. He's got you down. He's even convinced you that God's through with you. I got good news for you. If you're still breathing, God ain't done. I wonder if there's somebody say, preacher, pray for me. I've been listening to the trash talk. I need to get a hold of the truth talk this morning. And just remember that I serve a God who can. I serve a God that with Him all things are possible. Brother Eddie, pray I quit listening to the trash talk. How about it? Hands all over His building this morning. Thank you for being honest. I wonder if there's one here this morning say, preacher, the devil's been telling me that I'm okay. I don't need to go get saved. But I know better. I know in my heart if I died right now, I'd go to hell. Preacher, I don't want to go to hell. If I could really know and get this thing settled in my heart, I want to go to heaven. I don't want to go to hell. Preacher, pray for me that I'd get that settled today. How about that? Anybody? I won't embarrass you. Wouldn't come to you. Just want to pray for you. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. Please pray for me. Anybody? Boy, William, I sure am glad you couldn't raise your hand right then. Hallelujah. What a day. Let's pray together. Fathers, we come to you this morning in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you that you've shown us through the years the difference between the trash and the truth. Lord God, I'm so glad that you are the truth. And Lord, that years and years ago we saw the light of your precious word, God. And you revealed the devil for what he really is. And Lord, you saw the hands this morning. You know every heart. I pray you do the same thing for them this morning. Lord, shine the light on the deception that the devil is sending their way. Shine the light on the discouragement, God. Let them see it for what it really is. God, show them you're bigger than any giant they're facing in their life. Lord, shine the light on the defilement, the destruction. Lord God, show them there is a better way, and that way is you. Have your way in this altar call. Father, we'll give you glory for what you do, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God, dealing with your heart. There's others already praying. You said, preacher, I've been listening to trash talk. Come on. Won't you come listen to some truth talk this morning? Let the Lord help you.